Ohio woman who hurled Chipotle bowl at cashier sentenced to work at fast food restaurant. By Olivia Rondo on December 7, 2023. An Ohio woman who threw a hot burrito bowl in the face of a Chipotle worker was able to get her jail time lessened by agreeing to work at a fast food restaurant. Rosemary Hain, 39, was convicted of assault after hurling her food at the 17-year-old cashier, identified as Emily Russell, in an attack in September that was caught on video. "You didn't get your burrito bowl the way you like it, and this is how you respond?" Parma Municipal Court Judge Timothy Gilligan said during Haynes' Tuesday sentencing hearing, Fox 8 reported. "This is not Real Housewives of Parma. This behavior is not acceptable," the judge said. Haynes apologized to the court and Russell before saying the food the worker handed her looked disgusting. She also claimed she went back to that same Chipotle to compare. "If I showed you how my food looked and how my food looked a week later from that same restaurant, it's disgusting looking," Haynes said during the hearing. The viral footage from the assault was also played during the sentencing. "I bet you won't be happy with the food you are going to get in the jail," Judge Gilligan said. The judge sentenced Haynes to 180 days in jail and suspended half of that, but also made an unusual offer to teach her a sense of empathy. Gilligan offered Haynes 60 days worth of jail credit if she agreed to work at least 20 hours per week at a fast food restaurant for 2 months. "So I thought, why should the city taxpayers pay for her and feed her for 90 days in the jail if I can teach her a sense of empathy?" he said. "I also hope this deters others from this type of behavior." Haynes agreed to the deal and said she would look for a job. Russell, who left her job at Chipotle after the incident, told Fox 8 that her attacker's sentence was fair. "She didn't get a slap on the wrist," she said. After the sentencing, a Chipotle spokesperson told the New York Post, "The health and safety of our employees is our greatest priority, and we're pleased to see justice served for any individual that does not treat our team members with the respect they deserve."